May, thank you so much for reading that. Well, do keep those words open, because we're continuing looking at this Old Testament book of Zechariah here on a Sunday morning. And God gives Zechariah two visions, and that's what we're looking at this morning. Two of the visions. Sometimes in the Bible, the way God speaks to people is through giving them pictures or visions, and we're looking at just two. And the first one is in chapter 2. It's on page 951, the first vision that Maeve read. And it's got this meaning. God has kept his promise to come and live with us. God has kept his promise to come and live with us. But let's have a look at this first picture, shall we? Verse 1 of Zechariah chapter 2. You can see that God shows Zechariah a man. And here he is. Here's the man that God shows Zechariah. And it's very clear from just by looking at him, really, that this man is a builder. I think you would agree that it's very clear just by looking at him that this man is a builder. And he might have worn a hard hat like this. And who knows? His name might have been Bob the Builder. And in his hand, he's got something for measuring things. Does anyone know what this thing is called? It's not called a ruler. No, it's a little bit more of a builder's thing than a ruler. Does anyone, perhaps Bob, you could show how it goes in and out of it. Any ideas, any clues what you call that? Harry? It's a measuring tape. It's a measuring tape, the special one that builders have. And does anyone know what builders do with measuring tapes? There's a clue in the Theo. They measure stuff. It's for measuring stuff. That's exactly right. You use a measuring tape for measuring stuff. And when Zechariah saw the builder, who might have been called Bob, and he saw that he had a measuring tape in his hand, he asked Bob what he was off to do. Where are you going and what are you off to do? So why don't we try that all together, okay? After three, we're going to say, where are you going, Bob? Okay, you think you can manage that? After three, one, two, three, where are you going, Bob? Okay, all together. One, two, three. Where are you going, Bob?
I'm going to Jerusalem to measure how wide and how long it is.
Fantastic. And actually, if you look in your Bibles, it's all there in verse 2 of Zechariah chapter 2. Zechariah asked, where are you going? And the builder answered him, to measure Jerusalem to find out how wide and long it is. So that's what Bob went off to do. You see, Jerusalem was a big city, but it had been broken and destroyed, and it needed new walls being built. And so here's the builder going to measure the walls to see how long and how wide they were. Off you go, Bob, off to do your measuring. And because Bob was a builder, he whistled as he went off to measure the walls. Now, as Bob was leaving to go and measure Jerusalem, two more angels appeared to Zechariah. Moving gingerly, as angels do. Fantastic. And one of the angels said to the other angel, quick,
run after Bob and tell him that he doesn't need to measure how wide and how long Jerusalem is, because God himself is going to keep all the people safe inside, so they don't need any walls. God is coming to come and live with his people.
So the angel ran off to tell Bob that he didn't need to measure Jerusalem after all, because God... Thank you, angel needs a little bit of help getting through the door. Because God was going to come and live with his people so they didn't need their walls. God was going to be with them, keeping them safe. So why don't we help the angel give Bob that message, okay? Nice and loud, because they've probably gone a long way by now. And we need to shout really loud so they can hear us. God is going to come and live with his people. Do you think we can manage that? Yeah? After three, God is going to come and live with his people. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. God is going to come and live with his people. Well, let's hope. Let's hope that they got that message, because that's the first picture that we're looking at this morning that God gives to Zechariah. And it is great news that God is going to come and live with his people. And God says that is such good news that you need to shout about it and you need to be really glad about it. Have a look what it says in verse 10. If you've got a Bible open, verse 10 of Zechariah chapter 2, God says this: shout and be glad, daughter of Zion. That's another name for Jerusalem. For I am coming and I will live among you, declares the Lord. God is talking to the people and he's saying, it is great news that I'm going to come and live with you. It's something to shout about and something to be glad about that. So why don't we try that big shout again, the one that we helped Bob with, because Bob needs to hear, the angel needs to hear, in fact, everyone needs to hear. This is really, really good news. God is going to come and live with his people. That's what this first picture is all about. Should we try that once more after three? 1, 2, 3. God is going to come and live with his people. Fantastic. And you know, that is exactly what God has done. This is a promise in the Bible that God has kept. He kept it, first of all, when he came in Jesus Christ, came to his people and lived with them in Jerusalem. But you know, that wasn't the end of it. God is keeping that promise right now, because by his Holy Spirit, he is right here with us in our hearts through his Holy Spirit. For all who put their trust in him, God has kept his promise. That is something for Christians to be really glad about. God is living right here, right now, right inside us by his Holy Spirit. Now that can mean lots and lots of things for how you live as a Christian. But let me just highlight one of them. Having God living with us now, God keeping this promise to come and live with his people, it means you're never alone. God keeping his promise to come and live with his people, it means you're never alone. Now, I don't know, there's lots of different people here, and people live in lots of different ways. Some people here are married, and some people here aren't married, and some people here have got brothers and sisters, or just brothers or just sisters, and some people haven't got any brothers or sisters, and some people have got grannies and grandpas, and some people haven't, and some people are grannies and grandpas, and other people aren't. We've all got lots of different families, but you know, whatever our family is like, however we live our lives, because God has kept this promise, we are never alone, whoever we are. And however we're living, if we're someone who are putting our trust in God, then you can know for sure he is with you. Now, that might not seem like such a great thing if your life is going really well at the moment. You might feel that you can take that for granted, that God is with you, that you can take God being with you for granted. But let me tell you, if life is going quite hard for you at the moment, if you're feeling under pressure and it's difficult, and that's certainly how the people that Zechariah was speaking to felt. Life was really hard. Then actually, do you know, knowing this, knowing that because God has kept this promise, you are never alone, makes all the difference. It makes such a difference to the way that you live. It's really something to be glad about. Something to shout about. So before we look at the next picture, the second vision that was in Zechariah chapter 5. We're going to do just that. We're going to do what God tells us to do. We're going to be glad and shout about it with the words of the next song. And you can find the words there on the order of service. It's a song all about God keeping his promise to come and live with his people. We're not alone, for Christ is here. Now, it may be new to some people here. I know for those who come more regularly on a Sunday evening, you'll have sung this before. Or if you're on the church weekend away, back in the autumn, we sang it there as well. But it's a really easy song to pick up. So why don't we stand and sing this song together? Well, do please sit down. It's a great thing to be singing about. It's a great thing to shout and be glad about. God has kept his promise to come and live with his people. We're never alone. Well, the next vision that God gives Zechariah, you'll find it on page 952 of the Bibles. It's in Zechariah chapter 5. And it's connected to the one that we've just looked at. And it's this, the meaning of the second picture, the second vision that God gave to Zechariah that we're looking at this morning is that because God has kept his promise to come and live with us, we really need to do something about our sin. Because God has kept his promise to come and live with us, to live right here among us as his people, we really need to do something about our sin. And you can see, if you look at Zechariah chapter 5 and beginning at verse 5, the picture that God gives to Zechariah, it begins with another angel. And here is that angel. And the angel comes along carrying a really, really large basket. And Zechariah sees the angel with this basket. And so he says to the angel, "What is that?"
"It's a basket. But let me show you what is inside the basket." Inside the basket is your sin. Everybody's sin.
So do you see what the angel is showing to Zechariah? In fact, he's showing all of us. That what's inside the basket is not just the bad things that we have said or thought or done. Inside the basket are not just the ways that we've told God to go away in our lives. Inside the basket are all the people who've said or thought or done bad things. Inside the basket are all the people who've told God to go away in their lives. They're all in the basket. The basket is crowded with lots and lots of people. And while Zechariah was looking at this basket, two more angels came along. And they picked up the basket that Zechariah was looking at. And they flew off with it. And when Zechariah saw that the angels were taking the basket away, he said to the angel who was still there, "Where are they taking that basket with all the people in it?"
"They're taking the basket with all the people in it, far, far away from God, forever."
They're taking the basket with all the people in it, far, far away from God, forever. What a terrible thing to hear. What a terrible message that this angel gave to Zechariah. All the people who've ever said or thought or done wrong things, all the people who've ever told to go away in their lives, one day will be taken away from God, taken far, far away, and there they will stay forever. You see, this second picture that we're looking at this morning is a very serious message that Zechariah is given. If the first picture was a fantastic message, it was great news that God has kept his promise to come and live with his people, then this second picture is very, very sad news. And it's saying this: if we keep on ignoring God, if we don't want anything to do with him in our lives, then one day God will give us what we want. Let me say that again. If we keep on ignoring God and we don't want him in our lives, then one day God will give us what we want. If we don't want him in our lives, then he will remove us from his life. And let me tell you, that will be very, very sad. Now again, there's lots of things that that means for us in the way that we live our lives. But let me just draw out two. The first is this. Lots of people think God just exists to spoil their fun. That God is just there to stop them doing all the things that they want to do. And therefore, they'd be much better off without God in their life. Can I tell you, if you think that as well about God, you couldn't be more wrong. You couldn't be more wrong. Being taken away from God, if you like, being in that basket, being separated from him forever, is the worst thing that could happen to anybody. It's absolutely terrible. And that's why, secondly, what we're just about to do in just a moment is one of the best things that we can do. It's really important because in a moment, you can see on the table just behind me, there's some silver cups. And in those are some bread and some wine. And what we're going to do as a church family together, we're going to share something called the Lord's Supper. And as we do that, as we eat the bread and as we drink the wine together, we're remembering that Jesus died on the cross for us. The bread is his body and the wine is his blood. Because, you know, the truth is, we all belong in the basket. We all belong in the basket. And what Jesus was doing when he died on the cross was rescuing us from the basket. Jesus died on the cross to get us out of the basket. Because all of us have told God to go away in our lives. All of us have done and said and thought wrong things. But the best news of all is that we don't have to stay in the basket. We don't have to be taken away from God far, far away forever. That's what Jesus did. That's what he had to do to rescue us from the basket. It's a wonderful thing for us to celebrate. So before we share the bread and the wine together, and remember that, we're going to sing again. And the second song, it reminds us what we're like.